Hi everybody, I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
Welcome
Welcome
to
to
the
the
Deacon
Deacon Dave
Dave
and
and
Layperson
Layperson
Lisa
Lisa show.
show.
So we're trying something different here, okay, for our class, and we are now into the fourth month of SMP, Spiritual Mentors Program, and we are going to spend the session in April talking about Catholic social teaching. So we have a book, but you don't have a book, I'm trying to save you some money, and so we are building the videos on the presentation that we put together based on the book.
Yes, exactly.
And so the first thing we're going to do is we're going to talk about the roots of Catholic social teaching. And you notice you might see a little pointer going on here. And so we're going to talk about a few key concepts that are there.
Yes.
So Lisa, what is justice?
It is giving people what they are due.
Right. And the more official definition,
yes,
which we have here,
yes,
is the cardinal or moral virtue, okay, that consists in the constant and firm will to give God and neighbor their due. Okay, and it's the actions that flow from that virtue. And when I read this part right here, Lisa, about for God and neighbor, right,
uh-huh,
it's to love God,
mm-hmm,
and love your neighbor. And so this is really at the heart of justice is the teaching of Jesus himself.
And I think it's stewardship as well. Would you say?
Yes. I mean, and so how would you define stewardship?
Everything that we receive is a gift from God that we are called to give to others.
Right. And to
and back to God.
And really giving it back to God,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
For example, where we see the least of my brothers and sisters, right? Whatever you did for them, you did for me.
Yes.
And so you've received that from God, and you're really, in a sense, giving it back to God.
Yes.
Because he is present, right, in the poor and the vulnerable. And so social justice, okay, is more the defense of human dignity, right? By ensuring that all of the social structures and institutions on all levels, including political, cultural, and economic, right? That all of these things are providing for the essential human needs and the rights of all human people.
Right.
And I think you'll see terms as we go on in this class about solidarity and subsidiarity.
Yes.
And we'll talk about what those mean. But I think those are, in my opinion, directed towards social justice in part as well.
Oh, sure.
What about the common good?
It is the respect for the life and dignity of every person and all life.
Right. And this is kind of a big issue these days, right? For a number of reasons, which we'll talk about on some of our future slides,
mm-hmm,
as we move forward. That, you know, dignity is a big issue.
Yes.
And what is life and what is considered life is a big issue.
Yes.
And we will talk about these things.
Yes.
And I think, honestly, you'll be stunned at the inequity of some of the numbers that we're going to show you relative to the world. Okay, and the kind of things that are going on.
Unbalanced.
It's completely unbalanced. And
yeah,
we'll even talk about the reasons why it's unbalanced.
Right.
Okay. And so why do you think, Lisa, this idea of what we're talking about here is important for us to go over in a spiritual mentors program?
Well, I think that we may encounter people that are struggling with some of these experiences or these issues,
mm-hmm,
either currently or maybe in their past, or they are unsettled about what is going on in the world.
Yeah, and so part of what we can have in our large group discussion and throughout that entire day when we get together is how do you talk with people who are struggling with, okay, well, why is God letting this happen?
Yeah.
Right? And so we might talk about God's permissive will, right? And that God works all things for good, right? Especially for those who love him.
Yes.
And of course, we all know that he has a particular affinity for children,
mm-hmm,
the poor,
mm-hmm,
and the vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Yet these are the very people that might cause us a lot of heartache because we see the inequity and the disproportional way people are treated throughout the world.
Yes.
Right. So what are some other things about the common good?
Well, a commitment to the social well-being and development of the group, especially by ensuring that individuals' basic needs are met.
Right. And let's just take our group, okay?
Our
spiritual mentors group. We want to make sure that, I haven't been drinking, by the way. I need more liquids, I guess, because I keep fumbling over my words.
Oh, it's okay. You're tired. Long day.
But yeah, we have a commitment to each one of you in this group, right? To do all we can to help you grow in your own spiritual journey, but also to be able to help other people. And I think when you get a group together, you're going to have a group that, you know, we all have different faith backgrounds. We're all at different
experiences.
Our faith journey.
Right.
And yet we all have something to add. And I think that's what's so beautiful about the class is that we can take all of these different perspectives and different journeys at different places, and we can all learn from one another no matter where we're at.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So if you're someone who feels like you're just really starting to learn a lot of things, lean into all of the experience that everyone has. Embrace it. Don't compare yourself. Okay. That's not the common good.
Right.
The common good is not setting up structures of who's less,
more
or who's
advanced
more.
Or whatever. That's just detrimental.
It is. It is.
Involved.
Yeah. We do that a lot.
Yeah,
don't
we do.
We?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And so we would just encourage you right now to not let that be a part of what you would do, to just really embrace it. And if you're someone who really feels like, hey, there's, you know, I understand a lot of these concepts. I'm really living this out. Well, your experience can help other people in the class.
Yes.
But I will also submit to you that God has something still, because he's deep, like there is no bottom to his ocean.
An abyss.
Yes. And you can go as deep as you want to go and never hit the bottom.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And then one last thing, Lisa, here on the common good.
Oh, well, also, but the individual's basic needs are food and clothing and shelter, but also spiritual.
Exactly.
And yeah, it's like St. Paul, like we're called to encourage and uplift each other. So I think all the different experience levels are just a way to help each other grow wherever you may be.
Right. And if we are looking out for the common good, right, we would hopefully be establishing, you know, a peaceful and just society, which guess what? We ain't got that right now.
No.
Right. The world's not that way. There's not a whole lot of common good going on in a lot of places where it is, a lot of places where it's not. And one of the things we'll talk about too is, as it relates to the common good, is what are some of the factors that create all of this inequity that we have, okay, throughout the world. So this is kind of like a worldwide perspective of things.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So any other thoughts, Lisa?
Well, I just think that we can, amongst the chaos in the world, we can be vessels of peace and vessels of peace in our environments and to those that we encounter.
Yeah, you know, the common good is that person that you need to forgive.
Mm.
The common good is the person that you're still holding a grudge against, right? The common good is so many things where God wants us to love him and to love people the way he loves those people. I'm Deacon Dave.
I'm Layperson Lisa.
Later.
Bye.